If you're on the go, you can still keep up with the Financial Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, available on both your phone and your tablet. Just search the Financial Exchange, and you can hear individual segments or full shows. If you can't listen live, we've got you covered on the iHeartRadio app. Joining us now to talk a little bit about the state of the medical marijuana industry is Dr. Stuart Titus. He is the CEO and president of Medical Marijuana Incorporated. He's also speaking at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo at the Heinz Convention Center on Thursday and Friday. And, Doctor, thank you for joining us.
It's a great pleasure to be on. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Doctor, can you first talk a little bit about your company and what exactly it is that you do?
Yes, Medical Marijuana, Inc. We've been the first publicly traded company in the U.S. going back to March of 2009 to be invested in this industrial hemp and medical cannabis space. Currently, we're more a hemp and CBD company with four divisions in nutraceutical sales of hemp-based CBD products. But we do have two very large investments in up-and-coming early-stage biotech, biopharmaceutical companies, Axsome Biotech, as well as Canna Life Sciences. So we're well-vested on the botanical side as well as on the pharmaceutical side.
Doctor, can you talk a little bit about the overall growth in the medical marijuana industry over the last decade? How big is it now compared to how big it was before?
Gosh, it's been absolutely amazing looking at this. I became involved really with our company just as an investor going back to March of 2009. And in the 8 or 10 years since I've been involved with the company, it's been amazing seeing the tremendous growth. We have now 30 U.S. states with medical cannabis laws on their books, 8 states with recreational laws. We have 17 that are CBD-only states, allowing for high-concentration CBD, THC, combination products, so epilepsy families don't have to leave home and move to Colorado. But trends are happening not only here in the U.S., but also around the globe internationally. We've been part of the nice story in Brazil, Mexico, Paraguay. There are great things happening over in the European markets. Certainly the world is reshaping the way it thinks about cannabis, and it's certainly great to see. I think there are tremendous opportunities in this, obviously, for investors, for the industry, for growth, even for our American economy to create a more sustainable and renewable economy with jobs and employment, tax revenues. I mean, my gosh, you see what's going on in Colorado, absolutely no sign of recession. And certainly fantastic economic growth, wonderful opportunity that we'd love to bring nationwide.
What are some of the latest frontiers as far as medical marijuana and the types of things that are being worked on?
Well, I think there are a good number of frontiers. One of the things, obviously, as the industry is growing up, we're looking at additional scrutiny and regulation. Obviously, we want to have safe products for everybody, and thus laboratory testing and testing for pesticides, residual toxins, et cetera, is quite important. But also there are great things and great strides being made on the medical side with increasing number of clinical studies and research, research groups looking at these cannabinoids. Certainly the science supports it. We all humans and all mammalian creatures, including our pets, our dogs, fish, cats, horses, all have this tremendous endogenous cannabinoid system with a huge number of receptor sites expressed throughout the body. Our endocannabinoid system has tremendous amount of receptors in the brain, spinal column, your CB1 receptors, your CB2 receptors in the gut, the viscera, the internal organs, and certainly many other internal organs, G protein coupled receptor sites, et cetera, et cetera. I believe with a huge number of receptor sites and the science, this is probably going to keep medical science busy for the next 200 years, exploring the huge number of potential benefits of cannabis-based medicine.
One of the challenges that I hear about in the marijuana business these days is the fact that many banks are hesitant or simply refuse to accept money that comes from cannabis-based companies. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that marijuana companies face when trying to find places to keep their money?
Well, certainly this is a growing and emerging industry, and similar to alcohol and alcohol prohibition, there were many challenges back in the 1930s and 40s as this became legalized, and certainly we're experiencing something similar within our industry. Yes, banking, as you mentioned, is one of those challenges, but to this, it's so interesting to see the evolution of these cryptocurrencies, things such as Bitcoin, and all of a sudden we're now starting to see investment banking firms such as Goldman Sachs starting to trade Bitcoin. Tremendous investment individuals such as Larry Fink at BlackRock saying that, my gosh, I can't believe how big this underground market really is, and seeing huge opportunities for his firm, which is one of the largest bond funds, or the largest bond fund in the world, to investigate the cryptocurrency situation. So I think there's solutions coming along. I think the evolution, obviously, of legalization of medical cannabis and possibly even recreational cannabis across the board is inevitable. And certainly over time, we'll solve these challenges and move forward.
Doctor, what are you going to be speaking about at this conference on Thursday and Friday?
Well, I have a nice presentation at first, just at a breakfast, just on the overall state of the industry, a quick five-minute presentation. I also have a nice presentation on medical cannabis and the science behind cannabis, which is about a 45-minute presentation at 11 o'clock. Just before my presentation, we have a wonderful segment with our CMW Media Group, who's done some great work with some of the families around the country and around the world with epilepsy children who've had great success with hemp CBD products, and they'll be presenting. And then finally, I'm on a panel, I believe about 3:30 in the afternoon, discussing some of the investment opportunities within the cannabis sector.
Very good. Well, Doctor, thank you very much for coming on with us today. We appreciate the time.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and certainly we appreciate your interest.
That is Dr. Stuart Titus. He's the CEO and president of Medical Marijuana Incorporated, and he's speaking at the Cannabis World Congress and Business Expo tomorrow and Friday at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston.
Yeah, any bank that has a federal charter can't accept deposits and do business with cannabis companies.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
But, you know, your local credit unions can.
Yep.
And your local state chartered banks can do business with them, and they are. They are. But my question is, how long is it before the federal government says, yeah, we're going to license this? Because that is what you...
Decade,
before they... Because if the feds do it, then it becomes mainstream. You know,
well, and also think about
it becomes as common as a six-pack of beer.
The other thing I look at is think about all those federal resources that you can divert to, you know, other things that,
right,
you know, have a bigger impact.
Right.
You know, you
right.
can take all the money and devote it towards opioid prevention and things
like
that.
Well, and they're going to take some of that money, right? Like right now, the states, Colorado's getting all the tax money, right?
Right.
The feds looking at that and saying, we could have some of that.
Right.
That's how politicians think.
Oh, sure.
They think about what can we do to get a piece of the pie.